Blog Talk Radio.
www.socialsecurity.gov. It's so easy.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
And good evening and welcome to Spirituality with Rashid here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And my guest today is Amy Barbera. But before we introduce Amy, I want to really quickly mention our sponsors for this half of the hour. We've got Burkhardt Associate and Associates, Jack Tobel with Coral Springs Wellness Center, Sound Pillow, and Holistic Healing Center. And I'm really thrilled to have Amy on the show with me. She is a gifted artist, but there's so much more to her. I'm going to read out real quick. She's an inspirational singer and songwriter. You're also the spokesperson and a recovery buddy for the organization Waging the War Against Eating Disorders, where you help those struggling with eating disorders. And this is amazing, but because 20 years ago, and that means you must have been like maybe about 5 or 6 years old.
No.
you were healed from anorexia.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in December of 2008, you were on the issue of monthly eating disorder organization called You Are Not Alone in Canada, and it featured you as one of the inspiring women of the month. Well, I think you're an inspiring woman every day.
Well, thank
you. And she'll inspire you with her heavenly voice, which you are amazing as a singer, your personal story, and you're also going to talk about, we're going to talk about a very special story about a beautiful butterfly named Grace.
Yes.
And so there's a lot to talk about with Amy, and I'm really excited. Welcome, Amy.
I'm happy to be here. I'm so excited.
She is truly, truly, truly a beautiful soul and a voice like you would not believe. And you've got, I know we have one of your albums at the Griffin's Loft, but you've got another one in the works, I believe?
Yes. Actually, two projects in the works. I'll be releasing through my record label an EP, and it'll be with a few of my older songs from Beautiful Flower of Life and some new songs. And then in the summer, we're going to start recording a full Christmas album.
Excellent.
Because I am a Christmas fanatic, as everybody knows by my Facebook page.
I love it. I love really nice Christmas songs. So, as soon as you get that album out, CD out, I have to have it in the store so I can play it. Because I love playing holiday music in at the Griffin's Loft. So, definitely, definitely. And, of course, you'll stock me up so that we can make sure we have it there. Because when people hear and they say, oh, my God, who's that angel that's singing? I can say, that's Amy, and go pick up her CD right over there. And if you're lucky, she'll stop in and autograph it for you.
Yeah, yes, I will. So, I love Griffin's Loft.
And you've been doing some exciting stuff also with your singing. Weren't you also part of one of the opening acts in New York for Whitney Houston when she premiered her CD?
No, that never happened.
Oh,
no,
okay.
That was
all
something
right.
that we was in the works,
you were
and
in
then
the
it
works?
Just
okay.
didn't happen. But
boo-hoo for them, not for you. Okay, they missed out on having a great, fantastic person there. But you, I mean, and it's really nice to see how you've gone back and helped people.
Yes.
With what you're doing, I think it's great with the recovery buddy with the organization helping kids that are anorexic. And you are such a beautiful person. I think it's great that you're helping people to understand how beautiful they are and that they don't have to go through extremes to make themselves look any more beautiful than they really are.
Yes.
And how and God has blessed them the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself that way.
Yes.
So.
Well, that happened. My album came out in June of 2008. And the original person who was heading Waging the Wars Against Eating Disorder, her name was Shira, I think Shira is how you pronounce her name. And she said, we love your music, having no idea that I ever struggled with an eating disorder as a teenager and in my early, 20s. And they contacted me, and I said, you're never going to believe this. So it actually prompted me to share my story, put it up on the MySpace. And she said, we would love for you to become a recovery buddy. And so I've been They've been sending girls from all over the world to me, and just recently a new girl took it over, Heather E. Davy, which she's absolutely wonderful. She just bought a couple of my CDs, and God has just been using me tremendously to help these girls. There are more keep coming my way, and I try to tell people that you can be completely free. You don't have to live even in that, quote, name. I've been free from it for 20 years by the grace of God and by some good therapy, and just learning to love yourself from within and allowing God to work from within and then reach out to other people. So it was kind of like I always knew that I was supposed to help people with eating disorders, but God didn't actually manifest it until after the album. So,
well, you know what? He put you in the right time and place, and,
yes.
and that's usually how it works out. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't know, and when you told me, I was like, I was completely amazed, but also felt really proud of the fact that you can really be a good example and an inspiration to people to understand, like you said, that you don't have to live with that label. You don't have to, you know, you can transform your life and be able to live a really happy life and know that everything's going to be okay and not, you know. And that is part of recovery and part of healing is getting to that level where you don't feel that there's anything there anymore that you have to worry about. So I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
you can be free, actually,
like a butterfly.
Like, food is something that we have to eat every day. So any other addiction, like alcohol, drugs, you don't have to have alcohol, drugs. But you can get to a point where you can eat chocolate and eat this, and you don't even think about it. It's just like everybody else. But when you're going through that, at the time, you think, oh, I'll never be normal. I'll never be able to be free from this, and you can. And you can be thin and beautiful and, you know.
I think you're all great. And speaking of butterflies, you have to tell me. I know the story because you did tell me about the story. Because I heard the story the day that you were with me and Solaris when we were filming the TV episode at the Griffin's Loft. But I'd love for the listeners to hear about Grace.
Well, Grace was my precious little butterfly with a wounded wing that God sent to me. Actually, January 1st of 2008, believe it, New Year's Day, my grandma passed away December 13th of 2008, so I flew home to Maryland. I sang, of course, for her funeral. I sang Make Me a Butterfly and Amazing Grace, and this is prior to my album being released. And my friend and roommate, Elisa, went down to take the trash out, and there was a little butterfly by the dumpster, and she was struggling to fly because her little wing was chopped off. So she brings up, Amy, what do we do with this butterfly? You know, it's like, well, we got to keep her. And we called a butterfly farm. There's a lot of butterfly farms, believe it or not, here in Florida. And we said, what do we do? And he said, well, butterflies don't really have a long life expectancy, maybe not even a month, believe it or not. And he said, the best thing you could do is if they can't fly, you might as well just get her out of her misery. So he said to put her in a little envelope and put her in the freezer. She wouldn't suffer, and, of course, I couldn't do that. I just, like, I can't do that. So we kept her, and he said, well, feed her, like orange water, put her in a little thing and give her a little juice and everything. And
you really took care of her.
We took care of her, and she became...
And they drink the juice?
Juice, orange juice, juices.
I'm totally
she
amazed.
She became, like, this worldwide phenomenon on my MySpace. I mean, I put the story up, took a picture of her. And people from all over the world, I never had so much response in my life. She became like an inspiration to people. And she lived with us for like 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
And she loved my voice. Like when
now,
I would,
did her wing grow back?
No,
grow back?
No. She would just flop around and walk. And we had a plant we'd put her on. And every day I would update people on how she's doing. And people went crazy. People that were sick. And I said, well, she was like kind of represented all the hurting and sick people. And I would pray, like I'd hold little Grace and I'd pray for people. And when I would start praying, she would flap, like her little wing. And she would get so excited and she would try to, like, she'd jump off the table and she'd try to fly and the little wing, of course. And I just became really attached to her. And she became, like, this amazing gift that God gave not only me but everybody on MySpace.
Well, I think it represented to people the fact that, you know, that you can't give up on everything and everyone. That if you have the will and the hope to want to help someone, you can do it. I'm just, like, I'm amazed hearing you talking about how you gave it orange. I'm like, this is a butterfly.
Yeah, it was the cutest thing. And when I would talk, Alicia's like, she loves your voice, Amy. I go, Grace, you're so precious. And she would just, like, get so excited. So I came home from work, three and a half weeks into, you know, having her, and she passed away. And right before that, Ed, he actually just passed away and went to heaven. Edvina, we did we filmed her, like, a day before she passed away. Because I have my song, Make Me a Butterfly, and I said, if I ever do a video, I want to have footage of her.
Footage of her, yeah.
So we filmed her. It was very cold that day and windy. And poor thing, she, like, was flying, you know, like her little wing, she'd fly off because it was so windy. We'd put on a leaf, and she'd just go flying. And we'd have to, I mean, not flying because she couldn't fly, but the wind would carry her. We filmed her. I did a little photo shoot with her. I have pictures up on Facebook and MySpace. She was so pretty. And that next morning, she passed away, and I cried. You wouldn't believe it. I was crying and crying and crying, and I put it up, and people were, like, going crazy. Like, they couldn't believe the story. And
well, I hope you get the opportunity to do the video and to feature on there. I think it's really inspirational for people to see and to know. I think that's great. And like I said, your voice and your songs are very inspirational, mm-hmm. and really are about giving people the hope of knowing that everything in the world can be beautiful. With all the horrible things that happen in the world, mm-hmm. We can't always forget that there can be some beautiful things happening. So I think it's great.
Well, the funny thing is I realize is, like, God can use anything to inspire people, as small mm-hmm. as a wounded butterfly. And I think it really – I think God – uses animals a lot of times, or like Grace, and it was just amazing.
You might start up a whole new trend of people going out and getting butterflies and feeding them oranges.
It was so cute. So if you want to see Grace, I do have pictures of her on my Facebook and my MySpace page. So
and yes, if you're interested in being Amy's friend or seeing all the great stuff that Amy does, you can visit her on Facebook. She is on Facebook, and you also have your fan page on Facebook.
Yes,
as well.
I have a brand new fan page. It's called the Official Amy Barbera Fan Page.
There you go. And I linked on both of them. So, and here's Griffin's Loft, so you can find her through that. Her CD, I carry it at the store at the Griffin's Loft, so you're welcome to always pick it up there and listen to it. I do play it from time to time throughout the CDs that I have there. And what else exciting and new do you have going on?
Oh, wow.
Can you talk about all your projects and
stuff?
Wow, yes,
a lot. Well, of course, I
can't believe no one's listening.
I had the interview, of course, today with you.
Yes.
And then on Sunday I'm helping out at the Art for Autism at the Key Lime.
At the Key Lime.
Yes, and they're going to be playing my music
there.
I don't know if I'll be singing, but they'll be playing my music.
Now, do you sing a cappella or no?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes. And then on Tuesday I have another radio interview out of Denver, Colorado with
Wow.
It is a New Energy Live Radio Law of Attraction. Her name is Cassie Parks.
Okay.
So that's going to take place 7:40 Mountain Standard Time, so it'll be 9:40 p.m. our time. Basically, it's just a 5 to 10 minute interview, and then they're going to play 5 of my songs.
Okay.
Then on March 6th, I will be performing for the Quantum Life Mind, Body, and Spirit Celebration.
Yes.
Yes, at the Embassy Suites in Fort Lauderdale.
So if you want to see Amy live, again, it's at the Quantum Life...
Quantum Life Body, Mind, and Spirit Celebration and Embassy Suites in Fort Lauderdale.
And that is March 6th?
March 6th. It's a two-day event, but I'll be performing on March 6th. I'll be there
6th.
All day, selling CDs, performing. And then... in April, my producer, Ben Bagby, and I will be going back to New York City to meet with my record label. And after that is when all the major recording projects will begin. And, of course, every week I'm getting contacted for radio interviews, so I never know what's around the corner. The lady who booked me for the event next Saturday, The Quantum Life, Jacqueline Burroughs is her name. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend has a radio station, Maria Baez, that plays more new age type music, and they loved my music so much. So she said, we're going to start playing your music on the radio station. So that
there
just happened this week. I just never know. I had an interesting thing happen this week. I started my fan page, and I had a girl, Jennifer Malini, who's from Italy. I don't know how we connected. She just became an instant fan. She's just this beautiful angel that came my way. And she says, I believe in you so much, I'm going to tell all of my 300 and some friends in Italy and Spain about you. And I was like, okay. So she said, I'm sending out a mass, you know, message for them to join your fan page. And like the last 2 days, I've gotten like 80 to 100 more fans because of her from all over the world, Italy, Spain, Australia. They're all writing me. And She wrote me last night, and she says, I want to start a blog called Amy Barbera's Fans from Italy and Spain. And I was like, she said, I want to do this for you. And I was like, wow.
There you go.
And I have another.
Well, you know what? You do so much good for everybody else. Everyone should do good for you, too.
I have a lady, Janet, from England, who's amazing, too, and she contacted me. She makes videos, and she said, I'm doing this as a gift God told me. So she's making this amazing Make Me a Butterfly music video that will be up soon from England. So I have fans from all over the world, and the support, and like these things happen every day, so I never know what's happening from day to day.
Did you want to sing as a child? I mean, have you always wanted to sing?
Since I was very small.
So were you like those little girls that would just get up at 6 and start singing in front of people? And
Annie. I used to sing Annie. The song will come out tomorrow. But I was very shy.
Really?
Yes.
See, I can't picture you as being shy.
Oh, very shy.
Amy has the most, how do I explain your laughter? It is hearty. It is the true laughter of joy. I mean, it's just when you start to laugh, we always get a kick out of it and laugh with you. But I always picture your personality as being like one of these people that, like, shy would never,
I was shy.
Really?
Well, my mom said when I was born as a baby, she said I was always like a happy, very happy baby.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can see you very happy and very out there, but shy is like, no.
But as a little girl, I say in my elementary school age, I didn't like elementary school too much. I used to cry, and in my elementary and middle school days, I struggled a little bit with low self-esteem and, you know, not really feeling like I fit in.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back with more with Amy here on Spirituality with Rashid on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Stay tuned.
My name is Charles Beckham. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. Or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com. And collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
To the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And welcome back. And you're listening to Spirituality with Rashid here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And this hour, my guest is the lovely Amy, and we were talking during the break. Amy has done so many great things in helping different charities and stuff like that. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about, again, what you're doing to help young girls with eating disorders. But I wanted people to know you also have another non-for-profit organization that you actually started, I believe,
mm-hmm.
called God's Special Angels. And it's really great because you are helping children here in the USA and as far away as Africa.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, back in 2003, I was invited to go sing at Misericordia Hospital in Chicago. Misericordia is for severely special needs children. They have two locations, one in a hospital for the special needs children that are basically very, very sick. They have to be on, you know, machines. Term, they don't really have a long life expectancy. And then on the other hand, there's Down syndrome adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked me to sing in the hospital and sing at the actual event with all the Down syndrome adults that live in this facility. So I woke up in the middle of the night and God gave me my song, God's Special Angel. I got the lyrics. And at that time, I wasn't working with Ben Bagby at the time. I hadn't yet met him. So I was working with Oz Marlin. He's also another amazing producer that I've worked with. And I went to him, and together we made my song, God's Special Angel, which is also on my album, Beautiful Flower of Life. And, gosh, I mean, I've had parents and children who are parents of children that are very sick with cancer and that love the song. And so I actually wrote the song for that particular event. And I went. It was an amazing experience. The children are so sick. A lot of them don't talk. There were about 100 and some children in the hospital. Only one could talk because they're very, very severe. A lot of them don't move. And they brought all the children out in either their wheelchairs or their beds, and I sang in the hallway. I said, how am I going to do this, you know? So I started singing, and, of course, I started crying, so we had to keep starting over the song. And the nurses, when I was done singing, she said, miracles were happening, which is God. It wasn't me. It was God. And some of the children that don't move or don't talk were actually making little noises and moving their arms. And when I came back to Florida, I got a call from the hospital, and they said that I left a CD in each room. There were two children per room, and they said that when they would play my song that the children would actually either make noise or move or, like, there was something special. It was the anointing of God on the song. So that kind of catapulted my whole entire ministry. And I said, you know, I really need to start God's Special Angel. So I started going into children's hospitals. Now, this is going back since 2003 up to now. So I would call the hospitals. I didn't have a website at the time. I didn't have anything like I do now. And I would go and I would sing. I would sing God's Special Angel. I have another song, God's Little Light, that I wrote, and Amazing Grace. And I went to Shriners Children's Hospital in Texas to the burn unit and sang. Shriners Children in Tampa, I sang for American Cancer Society. Gold Coast Brown Gold Coast Down Syndrome Organization. And there's like about 50 to 100 organizations.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
And then Africa, when I first got on MySpace, one of the directors of his Saving Grace Orphanage in Africa contacted me. And he said, we would love for you to come to Africa. I said, I would love to come to Africa, too, as an orphanage. And so I started a project where every Christmas I would send toys and like toothbrushes. And so my fans on MySpace and my friends would bring stuff to me, and we would ship. And I started sponsoring one of the little children. Her name was Angel. And she.
How appropriate.
Yes. And so we would send every month, and believe it or not, to send to Africa as far as Western Union is much cheaper than here.
Really?
And we would send this big toy box to Africa.
Now, are you still doing that?
This Christmas I didn't do it. I hope to do it maybe like in the summer or next Christmas for sure.
Well, here's my commitment to that. You let me know, and
okay.
I am more than happy to get Griffin's Loft involved. We can do toy drive. We can help you with getting those toys whatever you need to help you with it. I would love to have us involved in it. So you let me know, and we will be there to help you out with that. How's that?
Thank you so much. There's a church in New Jersey that helped me a tremendous amount that I met. Joe, his name is Joe. I call him Papa Joe. And he was amazing, and they really helped a lot with that. So
great, because we do this past fall for both Thanksgiving and for Christmas, we had toy drives, and we gave the stuff to local people, but I would love to be able to help you out. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Amy and with all the inspirational and great work that you've done. And you're listening to Spirituality with Rashid here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show.
My name is Charles Beckman. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery.
Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bio-nutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And you're back here listening to Spirituality with Rashid here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. My guest is Amy, and we're just chatting away during the break, and then suddenly the light comes on, and it's time to be back on air again. But I was just telling Amy that I think it's so great that you can inspire young girls who are going through an eating disorder now to mm-hmm. realize that they can grow to be beautiful adult women,
mm-hmm.
Have a beautiful career singing and inspiring mm-hmm. other people, and I think that that's wonderful.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know.
I think I saw many years ago on Oprah Winfrey, the top eating disorder, I think, counselor and doctor in the world. And his approach was to find when a girl goes through recovery, to find their passion in life. And, you know, you do have to go through the recovery because most eating disorders are just like alcoholism or any kind of addiction. There's always a very deep core issue.
Mm-hmm.
The eating disorder is just something a person uses.
It's just what's manifesting.
Yeah, what's manifesting. And so when I went to my therapist, which she was absolutely amazing, at that time I was 19 years old,
And that was just like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. We got really, you know, in the beginning I was like, oh, my calories, my food, you know, you're just so consumed. And when really we started getting to the deep core issues, it's sometimes very uncomfortable. You cry. All these things come up that you've been keeping down. And it was a year process. But when it's over and you've gotten to the core, God started actually speaking to my heart. Wanted to move away from home and pursue my dreams. And just like God just came in and just all these different steps. And I actually gave my life to Jesus when I came to Florida. So I was already healed from my anorexia when I gave my life to Christ. And so you can be free. You can live a free life as far as any kind of addiction that you have. But most importantly is you have to want to get well and you have to want to get to the core issues, and it's not always comfortable. So
That is the truth.
Another thing that I've really struggled with, never as a teenager, in my 20s I started getting very bad acne, cystic acne. So I've dealt
really?
With...
Really?
Yes, yes.
I never know. This
yeah.
is, if you've not, go on Facebook, you'll see Amy. I'm telling you, beautiful person inside and out.
Very
so
bad.
When she talks about all these things, I'm like, you're talking about somebody else.
Yeah, it was like I never had acne, and it's very, very, very depressing when you get acne, especially cystic. I went through all these tests and doctors and dermatologists and internal tests.
Was it stress-related? Or?
It was actually hormone-related.
Really?
And I've been battling with it, you know, throughout my 20s and, you know, even into my 30s. So that's another area. So I think I have compassion on women in all areas, not only with body image and self-esteem,
well,
but with skin. It's a big thing. And I'm like, God, please, when I perform. I've had to perform, actually, very broken out.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I've never seen you broken out. Your skin always looks flawless. So
well, I use good products now. And
there you go.
Yeah. I had an interesting thing happen many years ago when I was very broken out. It was a very hard time, and I was invited to sing. And I was very depressed the whole way there, and, of course, I had to get up in front of a couple hundred people. And this gentleman came up to me, who was part of the event, with no, his total eye was completely out. Like, all you could see was the skin on top of the eye socket. And I was like, started crying as soon as I saw him, because he was the one assigned to help me with the sound. And here I was, like, didn't want to get up and sing in front of people. And I went into the bathroom, and I was just sobbing, you know. God always seems to do this with me. I could tell you, like, a couple other stories. And he just inspired me. He was so happy, and he didn't cover it up. He could have worn sunglasses. He didn't cover it up. So at the end, he's walking me out to my car, carrying all my, you know, equipment and everything. And I said, I started crying. I said, I was so upset to come here and sing because I break out really bad. And I said, but what happened? And he said, well, I got cancer in my eye. And in order for me to live, they had to remove my whole eye. And he said, and I'm just so happy. And he said, I don't cover it up. He said, kids see me and they call me a monster. But he was just like, and I'm sobbing, you know, because here I am, you know, I'm going through this acne, which, you know, we all go through things, and I have compassion on people that have skin problems. And yet he has to live with this, and people staring at him all the time. So it's these things that God, situations God has put me in. All the time.
I think the fact that you share it with people helps to inspire.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's always a reason why certain things happen mm-hmm. in life, and they happen so that we can then turn around and inspire people and help them realize that, you know what, you can come away a completely different person.
You can.
You know, and you can be stronger and, mm-hmm. and grow from it and say, you know what, I know things will get better,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
so that's how I always look at it, and I always mm-hmm. hear inspiring stories from people and think, you know, these are the people that you have to look up to and say, wow,
yeah.
you know, and for young kids to listen to and be amazed, and like I said, with you, for any young girl who's out there struggling with whether it be skin condition or an eating disorder, and look in the mirror and say, oh, I'll never be a beautiful person, I'll
mm-hmm.
never be able to do this, and I'll never be able to do that. It's like, no, you can. You know what? Go mm-hmm. on Amy's Facebook page. Look at the person she is. Look at all the things that she's done. Listen to her talk, and then realize that you can make. No, but and
yeah.
I'm not trying to butter you up.
I know what you're saying, but it's
about letting people know that here's a real person, because
that's
a lot of times you'll see on TV, you know. I think part of what creates issues for young girls is they see on TV all of these,
mm-hmm.
you know, actresses and singers who go through plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And, of course, they look fantastic.
Yeah.
But they paid about $50,000 to look that way. They're not real. And
they're not real.
Here you can look at a person who's real,
mm-hmm.
who can say to you, yes, I struggled through that, but I can now say that I'm completely cured because I can eat healthy, I can look healthy,
mm-hmm.
and I can focus on what it is I love to do, which is sing and inspire people
mm-hmm.
and have a career and not turn around and think, oh, my God, are people going to know that I have this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's really,
mm-hmm.
you're a real person.
Yes.
I think that's great for people to know that.
I'm actually very glad that I went through the anorexia and the skin and certain things, because I think you become more relatable to people. And I've been through very deep emotional pain with breakup of relationships. That's another big thing. Some of the songs on my album, you'll be able to tell. And I think that God...
But that's been cured, too.
Yes, that's been cured,
too.
I'm actually almost officially engaged. My sweetheart, TC,
I
want to
see the ring in real life. I saw it on the pictures of Facebook.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous.
He gave me a 3-diamond promise ring, telling me that it's his promise to me that he will be the best man that he can be for me, and that an engagement ring will follow when I least expect it. So I have waited for so many years, not only with my career, with him, and went through a lot of different things. And so I think that God allows us to go through things to be relatable to other people. So sometimes in life, don't be afraid of challenges or to open your heart to love, even if you will get hurt. Because if you don't, you know, in order to stay in your little shell and be protected, yes, you'll be protected and maybe not have pain, but you know,
but you're not really living.
You're not really living. And, you know, we all go through things. I mean, even Jesus, I mean, he went through a lot for all of us. So I'm glad. I actually thank God for it. At the time, you don't thank God. You know.
You're saying, why?
Why am I going through this? But then, you know, you become more relatable and you're able to help people. And they actually realize, wow, she went through that. She had acne. She had this and she can do this. And
Well, yeah, because people can see you on the surface and say, oh, my God, look how lucky Amy is. She's got a CD, and she's singing, she's doing this, and she,
and she's,
you know,
with the love of her life, but they don't know how long.
Well, and I was wanting to mention her, but I didn't know if you wanted to talk about your personal life or not, so that's why I didn't mention your boyfriend. But, you know, I think that's wonderful, and that's why when you said, you know, and you've gone through relationship things, I said, yes, but that's been cured also.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought it up. So, and I've had wonderful relationships. I had a wonderful relationship with a guy named Patrick before I moved to Florida, before my sweetheart TC came in my life.
Now, how long have you and TC been together?
About 2.5-3 years.
Okay.
And I love him. He's amazing. Actually, I did a really nice thing for him. He's been kind of down. And so, you know, I want to tell people, and I'm probably going to cry.
Oh, don't,
you know,
cry.
In life, sometimes we encourage those outside of the people closest to us. You know, we're out encouraging people and wherever we are. And yet we don't encourage our family or the people around us. I have amazing, amazing parents. I can't thank God enough. I mean, I wouldn't even be where I am today. Oh, I'm going to cry. And I had amazing friends and people. And so God spoke to me and says, well, you're always encouraging all these people on Facebook and MySpace and all your fans. And so last night to 1 o'clock in the morning, I went out and got this little book, a little beautiful, I don't know how to explain it, little book with a ribbon, just with plain sheets, and God told me to write a book for TC, how special you are, and I listed all the things, the good qualities about him, so that when he's sad, I wrote on the inside, you know, God told me to make this for you.
You wrote a book of all these?
Yeah, like I wrote down, you are amazing, and I wrote, you are amazing because you have a heart to help people, you see the beauty in others, you are strong, you are a good provider, you're a great father. He has a daughter named Mia who's beautiful, I love her. And I'm going to give it to him tonight, actually. And
so are you spilling the beans? Is he listening?
No. Actually, I don't know if he's actually listening. My parents are listening.
If you're listening, you heard nothing.
Yes, I'm going to give it to him tonight. So what I'm saying is that encourage those closest to you, your husband, your spouse, your boyfriends, your children, your friends, your family members. And because that's what's most important. We can do all these things for others. I mean, outside of our circle.
Right, but we can't forget the ones that
we
are closest
can't forget
to
the
us.
Ones that are closest to us. And so I think my roommate, Elisa, God spoke to me. She's kind of been going through something, and he said, go get her a card and encourage her. So it really is so important to think
that.
About. Yeah.
Well, we're going
to
take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking here more with Amy and continue getting inspired by her. And you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show here with Rashid.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation
and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound pillow therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound pillow meditation therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound pillow meditation therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let sound pillow therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And we're back again here with Spirituality with Rashid on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We're having a ball here.
Yeah.
we're busy gabbing away during the break, and then suddenly it's like, okay, we're back on the air again. And I'm here with my guest, Amy Barbera. And Amy, you're such a wonderful girl. I truly enjoy having you here on the radio. And we're going to pick up. We have John online.
Hello,
John.
Yeah, what's happening, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, John.
Hey, listen, I wanted to tell you that I loved what you had to say about the eating disorders. And, you know, one of the things that I believe in and Holistic Lifestyles Radio believes in and has been is all about addiction recovery. We do a show specifically on that on Sunday nights. But one of the things I wanted to say was that addiction comes in all forms.
Yes, it does.
And eating happens to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that suffer with addiction disorders and or eating disorders. And I think that if you have an opportunity and you want to go to eatingdisordersonline.com and find out more information, because it's a real helpful site for people that happen to be suffering with that. But, Amy, great show, and I'm glad that you were with us today. And I just wanted to tell you kudos on everything that you've been able to accomplish in your life.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, John. That's
all right. You guys have a great show, and we'll look forward to this is going to be airing on Tuesday also, so anybody that's listening, you can tell your friends. The Rashid Show on Saturdays from 5 to 6 actually airs on Tuesday from 2 to 3 every afternoon.
Great. So
thank you.
Tune in for that. And don't forget, like John mentioned, if you're in recovery, his show is Sunday nights from 9 to midnight. And it's a great show to listen to if you're in recovery. I let all of my customers at the Griffin's Loft know, because a lot of them don't realize that there is, you know, radio program to help them, to inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been letting all of my customers know to listen to you for 9 hours.
This coming Thursday, if you're interested, we're going to have a great show. The 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour, we're on every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. And this Thursday from 2 to 3, I'm having Ken Seeley from A&E Intervention is going to be on the show with me.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
I love Intervention. That's my favorite.
Excellent.
Yeah, is going to be on with us, and we're going to have a great show.
Wow.
Well,
that's
excellent.
Great.
Well, so folks, if you're listening, again, don't forget to tune in Thursday, the 2 to 3 show with John Hollis here, and he's going to have Ken Seeley. So definitely people need to tune in and listen.
Yes. Yay.
Well, listen, you guys have a great show, and thank you again, Amy. It was a great show.
Thank you so much.
Take
John.
Care, John.
Yep.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's very nice. That was the voice of God.
Yes. Yeah.
As I refer to him, he's a wonderful person. And I was just telling Amy, and I'm sure John is listening because he listens.
Yeah.
He's the voice of God and he's the ears of God.
Yeah.
He's listening even when he's not on air with
yeah.
us here. But no, I was telling Amy during the break, I said, I have to thank John, and I'm truly blessed that he gave me the opportunity to be on
yes.
the radio. I enjoy doing mm-hmm. it. And it's helping to bring the message of so many healers out there
yeah.
and so many positive and inspiring stories about recovery and about healing
mm-hmm.
with different healers and with people that have gone through healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even consider yourself a healer, what you do
yes.
with the butterfly. And every time that you inspire and help someone, you're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's great.
Well, I've had many people tell me that when they hear my music, that, you know, they feel peace, that healing, comfort. That's my number one goal with my music. I am a performer, but I'm much more than a performer. I consider
you
myself
are.
Basically a healer of music. God yeah. anointed my voice.
Well, I second that motion because for sure, your music is very inspiring, very
mm-hmm.
healing, and with everything that you've done. So that's what I'm saying. Every time you inspire someone, you are being a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You're helping those people to understand and heal from the things that are holding them back in life, and I think that's wonderful. And there aren't enough people out there doing stuff, so for sure we need to have people like you who,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why I said when I started, I said, you know, you're an inspirational song singer and songwriter, but there's so much more to you that people
mm-hmm.
don't know and see. And so definitely, if you want to know more about Amy, check out her Facebook page. She's got a fan page. If you want to hear her CD, I have it at the Griffin's Loft. You can come and purchase it from there. You can probably purchase it also from
yes,
your Facebook.
Yeah, well,
have
I have
your,
it on CD Baby.
Too, right? Oh, you have it on CD Baby.
Well, my music's on MySpace, www.myspace.com/AmyBarbera. It's AmyBarbera. My CD, you can either download it or purchase it through CD Baby. It's www.cdbaby.com/cd/AmyBarbera2. I'm also on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere.
You're everywhere.
Facebook. So.
And when your Christmas CD comes out, Griffin's Loft will be
yes.
having it there.
Yeah.
We'll be playing your music. You are such a great inspiration. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank
I'm
you
so
for being
happy.
Here to share your story and to inspire other young girls. And again, you know, this goes out to all those young girls that are out there with the eating disorders and with skin conditions. You know, you have to turn that thought process around and realize and think positive about yourself and realize that you can come out of it as a very healthy adult, that
yes.
things can change for you. And Amy, you know, if you ever want to talk to her and ask her questions, again, contact
mm-hmm.
her on her Facebook page and ask her and be inspired by her story and realize that, you know, things can turn around and be special. And before we close off this last hour, I want to make sure that we thank all of our sponsors for today's show because they're the ones that help us be here to bring all these great guests on here. Sound Pillow, Lakeview Health Group, Brian Schaeflin, Berkman Associates, and also, as I have more sponsors to read out, we've got the Brain Training Center, Willard Water, Jack Tobel, who is with the Coral Springs Wellness Center. All of these sponsors really help make, you know, what Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is about here and helps keep us on the air. So if people are out there, if you're listening and you're wondering where can you put your money to good use as a sponsor and be connected to a fantastic radio show, call us here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Talk to John Hollis, and become a sponsor. and have your commercials played on air with us here. We've got a great audience, yeah. Great people, great messages to send out there, so it's a wonderful opportunity. Next week on Third Eye Live and Spirituality with Rashid, we're doing a two-hour special psychic gallery. We have Joseph Labrato and Haley Elise, and we're going to be doing a two-hour psychic gallery on air, so people will be able to call in and ask questions. Joseph and Haley will be available for the full 2 hours, so I'm combining with my friends Lori and Holly to do a full two-hour show, so don't miss that, and that is next Saturday, again, from 4 to 6. It'll be a two-hour special that we're doing with Joseph Labrato III and with Haley Elise. And if you're still interested, go to the Griffin's Loft. I have Joseph Labrato doing a gallery tonight from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. He's doing a gallery. It is $40, and he will help you connect to those that have passed on or provide you with an answer to a question. A lot of great stuff coming up. For you folks, if anyone's listening and you're going to be at the IMAX on March 4th, you are one of the lucky people that got a ticket. I will be there serving tea. And as they mentioned earlier, we got some great news, some live broadcasting that we're going to be doing from different places, including
90 seconds.
Oh, time is running out. But we're going to be, I'm so excited, we're going to be at the Universal Lightworkers Conference, and we're going to be airing live from there on that Saturday. I believe it's June 12th. So a lot of great stuff. Thank you for listening. It's been a great show. Amy, as
thank
always,
you so
thank
much.
You.
So happy to be here.
And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Take care.
Yay.
Maybe I've been running on this.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Bad electrical wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed.